Hello.
Dr. Kissinger, sir.
Mr. President.
Hi, Henry. Just two or three quick points. With regard to the Laotian prisoner situation, I saw the answer you suggested, but how soon is that going to be? I don't want to get out on any limb here.
Well, we are exchanging notes that are getting increasingly nasty. They keep saying it will be a few days. I keep telling them we won't hand over, we won't proceed on anything until we get the list.
What do you want me to say then?
I think I would say,
if I'm asked,
I would say we have been assured that it will be given to us in a few days, and if that turns out to be wrong, we have the notes in which they said it would be in a few days.
We've ensured that those lists will be provided for him, and we'll continue to press to get them.
That's right.
Okay, fine.
I think that will actually help produce them.
Yeah, yeah. And that normal, and that that our relations, because your trip will be announced, they decided at 10 or 11, which was
10.
10 o'clock. Well, we've been hanging that over them a little, too. I mean, the whole post-war relationship is at stake here.
That's right. I wouldn't go quite that far.
Oh, I know. I'm telling you that. No.
That's absolutely right.
But we'll leave a little shot there. One point. What is this which I had not seen, that to the effect that apparently a candidate picked up that Brezhnev had canceled his visit for this year?
Total nonsense.
I thought so. Okay. In view of all the conversations we'd had, it's on. I said, I'm not going to say anything about it except we expect to visit in 1973, period.
That's right. That's what he said, and that the date will be fixed.
By mutual agreement.
Agreement. Actually, the major thing is to see whether we can get enough of an agenda together.
That's right.
And considering all the things they're pressing us on, unless you have a strong reason, there's, in fact, something to be said to have it in October rather than in June from a substantive point of view.
Mm-hmm. Fine with me. I have no objection. Congress and everything else. What about... I see some leak to the effect that you and I will meet in Hawaii.
Well, that must have been from the Vietnamese... Or from the Agnew Party.
Yeah. I'll simply say that I hope it's some time to meet with him. Don't you think so?
That's right.
Say it publicly. One other point. With regard to the resupply of North Vietnamese and BC in South Vietnam, how do they do it? I mean, if Cambodia is closed and Laos is closed and the DMZ allows only civilian modalities, what's the deal?
They will get something. The legal entry points have yet to be determined, but
right. They
will probably be two seaports and one point at the DMZ.
And as I understand it, then that on the basis of the agreement that they can supply people over those seaports, is that right?
Well, all they can do is to replace weapons.
Replace weapons that are worn out, used, et cetera, et cetera.
They have no legal right to bring in anything else.
Anything new. I know.
Nor, for that matter, have they got a right to bring in uniforms and things like that, technically speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. We all know that if the agreement is kept, it's nothing wrong with the agreement. It's just a question of whether they keep it.
That's right.
You could add 15,000 clauses, it wouldn't mean a thing.
Exactly.
This agreement is a totally airtight agreement if it's kept. No question about it.
Exactly.
No question. I just wanted to know that these are questions Ron thought might come up.
I wouldn't, incidentally, I sent you a note yesterday, volunteer anything about their murdering activities there in the context of their attacking Hanoi, if it's done in the context of lying to people who are accusing us of carpet bombing.
That's the only way I was going to use it.
Right.
But no, because they say that they say we're killing civilians, we'll say, well, now there are a lot of civilians killed in the South.
That's
what we've got to do. We can't.
No, in that context, it can be done. And I think if one volunteers too harsh an attack on them,
I don't tend to. But I've got to answer that in case they say that we've killed people in the North.
Absolutely.
Because we have to realize here that sure, we have to be rather gingerly, but they haven't been too They've gone.
They've been pretty restrained in their public
restrained. Restrained, right, right. But I mean, on the in terms of the very restrained in terms of the what is achieved and all that sort of thing. But be that as it may, we'll see. Now, those are the only things I have. You anything else on that? Anything else you
on
think
the military on activities now?
They've receded, I see.
They've receded. The biggest fight is now going on in an area where the South Vietnamese tried to grab some territory right after the right at the ceasefire. They tried to seize a naval base.
Yeah.
Along the shore, along the coast north of the Qua Viet River, and the North Vietnamese are trying to retake that.
Mm-hmm.
The only big fight that's now going on.
But it's really going quite well, isn't it?
Well, the South Vietnamese have fought extremely well.
No, they're not on that, but I meant the ceasefire is going quite well.
That's right.
I mean, the very thing that we said that it would recede, even the press reluctantly concludes that it's going down.
Exactly. Right.
They're going to have one hell of a time with this thing. They're going to have one hell of a time. I mean, you know, assuming that some of this does recede. And Brezhnev's statement, of course, will be helpful in a curious way, you know, that people believe that the son of a bitch means it. We all know that. But nevertheless, it sort of indicates that maybe we had a pretty good agreement. I mean, some of them will think it's the communists are praising it, but on the other hand, many will think that we've got the Russians to go along with trying to enforce it.
Exactly, and that's what Brezhnev is saying.
Oh, what he said was just great.
Right. Yeah.
Chinese have made no public statement, have they?
Yes, the Chinese made a supportive statement in the same sense as Brezhnev.
Publicly.
In fact, they carried along extracts from your speech, and they.
Oh yeah, yeah, you mentioned that, yeah.
And Sihanouk yesterday made a statement that he would re-examine his position about peace.
Now, with regard to the Cambodian unilateral ceasefire, is that in force and still in force? And we, according to looking at the summary this morning from the intelligence, we are not bombing in Cambodia because of that. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that's 72 hours, and the enemy is respecting it up at this point?
Up to this point, yes.
In Cambodia. But, so it might be extended another 72.
Oh, no, this will be extended indefinitely. Lon Nols is indefinite. We just stood down for 72 hours to see how it would work.
No.
And
but
as
we'll
long as it holds, we will observe it.
Mm-hmm. And as far as Laos is concerned, we can just say we have reason to believe there will be a negotiated ceasefire
in a reasonably short time.
Okay.
Right.
And that's coming rather well, isn't it, Third Laotian?
Yes, they went into secret talks yesterday.
Fine. Okay, thank you, Henry. You have nothing else in mind. I've got
no, there's nothing else.
Thank you.